asshole older brother's bureau when he was 16, he sat on the edge of the bed and pulled on his boots. The clock was ticking, and he had to head back to base. His shift started at 8 a.m. Over the past decade, the entire globe had fallen into chaos. Heat waves led to droughts, which led to food shortages, which led to riots. Fuel prices went through the roof, so high that only the privileged seemed to go anywhere these days. Alternative energy sources were available, but the bastards who held the reins were the carbon barons, and they kept the horses headed for the environmental cliff. Rising sea levels, flooding cities, calamity after calamity, all punctuated by the usual crap, civil conflicts and international incidents, people rising up to overthrow oppressive rulers only to replace them with new ones who were just as corrupt. In most cases, 10 years ago when it was all unraveling, nobody had wanted to step in. The United Nations tisk-tisk but could never act, hamstrung by their own Security Council. China and Russia took advantage of the chaos, doing whatever they damn well pleased while the world was busy elsewhere. The only government in the world willing to step into any of those conflicts to try to bring order to a chaotic globe belonged to the United States of America. The U.S. Army had spent the past decade doing their damnedest to keep things under control, and the world hated them for it. Over the past 7 years, tensions had only risen. They had a whole planet to patrol, keeping the peace by force, and Sergeant Morello was gravely serious about that responsibility. Danny had to haul ass to get to the base in time. The Sarge accepted no excuses. Nora shifted under the covers, stretching into a sprawl that covered the space where Danny had been sleeping, already adjusting to his absence. Her blonde hair half veiled her face, but he could still see how pretty she was. All the roughness in her vanished while she slept. Without the nose ring and the three thin braids and the Japanese characters tattooed on her neck, she'd have looked as sweet and innocent as a little girl. When he saw her sleeping, he understood that vanity in the corner of her bedroom, a piece of who she'd once been. But you couldn't love someone for who they were while they were sleeping. You had to love them wide awake. And he didn't. Hadn't. Couldn't. His brother had once said he was like a shark. He couldn't stay in one place or relationship for long. Had to keep swimming just to breathe. So far, the military had been the only exception to that rule. But he had hoped Nora would turn out to be another. Danny gently pushed the hair away from her face. He thought about kissing her goodbye, but did not. It wouldn't have been honest. He stood and glanced at her one last time, then took out his key ring and slipped off the key to her apartment, placing it on top of her dresser, moving aside the ashtray so she would be sure to notice it. When he left, stepping out into a cool late August morning, Danny had no intention of coming back, and that was for the best, because he would never get the chance. Once upon a time, Wiesbaden Army Airfield had housed only the 66th Military Intelligence Brigade and the 5th Signal Command, the folks who gathered intel and the people who made sure the troops in the field had it. But after the United States started consolidating European bases, it had become HQ for Army Ops on the continent and home to NATO's Component Command. All operations from Heidelberg and Mannheim had been folded into the WAAF, and now dozens of military offices called it home. The 7th Army had their barracks at Wiesbaden, and they were only a small percentage of the personnel stationed there. With all that going on, nobody had seemed to notice the Army digging in the dirt, hollowing out a massive space underneath the western edge of the base. Of course they had noticed, but anyone authorized to get close enough to wonder what was being done there had also received strict orders never to wonder aloud. They'd built a bunker more secure than the NORAD facility at Cheyenne Mountain, buried underneath 2,000 feet of rock. Danny didn't know much about engineering, but he assumed it had been a hell of a task to build something that safe and that deep, especially so close to the Rhine. There had to have been better spots, but somebody obviously figured it made sense to put the hump at the same facility as Signal Command, with their constant stream of satellite intel. All the fuck-you-up-from-a-distance parts of the U.S. military in Europe living in the same house, one big happy family. The Army called the bunker Humphreys Deep Station 1 after Major General A.A.